ask what put the idea of such a journey into your minds? I know from Rosa that the dragons have quite a comfortable life up there in the north."
Sora looked at Ben and cast the rat a warning glance.
"Oh, I see." Gilbert Greytail raised his paws. "You'd rather not say in front of this human. Of course, we rats have had some bad experiences with humans, too."
Gilbert winked at Ben, who was standing there feeling embarrassed and not sure where to look.
"Nothing against you personally, understand?"
Greytail went back to his computer and began typing again.
"Right, here goes. Destination, Himalayas. Travel party, one dragon, one brownie. Travel options, calculate, safest route, danger spots, places to avoid at all costs, best traveling time, enter."
The rat stepped back, looking pleased with himself. The computer hummed like a captive bumblebee. The screen flickered and went black.
No!
Gilbert Greytail jumped on the keyboard, hammering it at it frantically, but the screen did not respond. Ben and Sorrel exchanged anxious glances. Gilbert leaped up, swearing, and slammed the lid of the laptop down over the keyboard.
"Like I told you," he said crossly, "nothing but trouble. Just because a little salt water got in it. I mean, do you stop working if you happen to drink a sip of salt water?"
Furiously, he jumped off the desk and onto the chair that sheltered his little study, slid down one of the chair legs, and began rummaging around in the Matchbox index card files. Ben and Sorrel lay down on the floor and watched.
"You mean you can't help us after all?" asked Sorrel.
"Yes, yes, I can."
Greytail was fishing tiny fingernail-sized cards out of the files and flinging them down onto the desk.
"If that stupid thing won't work, I'll just have to do it the old-fashioned way. Can one of you great big giants open the third door down in the chest of drawers? There, over there, there, yeah, there."
Ben nodded. When he opened the drawer, a large quantity of maps fell out. Maps, large and small, maps, old and new. It took Gilbert Greytail some time to find the one he was after. It looked odd, quite different from the maps Ben knew, more like a small book folded up over and over again with narrow white ribbons dangling from the pages.
"A map," said Sorrel, disappointed, when Gilbert proudly spread this oddity out in front of them. "You mean all you have for us is a map?" "Well, what did you expect?"
Looking offended, the rat put his paws on his hips. Sorrel didn't know what to say. Tight-lipped, she stared down at the map.
"Look at that, will you?"
Gilbert passed his paw lovingly over the seas and mountains.
"This map's got half the world on it, and very few blank spots. Only those places I couldn't discover anything about. But unfortunately, as I was saying, most of those do happen to be where you're going. See these ribbons?"
He beckoned the two of them over and pulled one of the ribbons. Part of the map immediately unfolded, and another map came into view.
"Cool!"
exclaimed Ben. But Sorrel just made a face.
"What's that for?"
"This method," said Gilbert, proudly twirling his whiskers, "is my own invention. By pulling the ribbons, you can see each part of the map again on a larger scale. Useful, don't you think?"
Looking pleased with himself, he closed the map again and tugged at his ear.
"Now, what else?" "Oh, yes, just a moment."
Gilbert took a little tray from his desk. On it stood six thimbles full of ink, each one a different color. A bird's feather with its quill sharpened lay beside them. "I'll write down the meaning of the different colors for you," said Gilbert portentously. "I expect you know the usual. Green for lowland country, brown for mountains, blue for water, and so on and so forth. Everyone knows that, but my maps tell you more. For instance, I'll use gold," he said, dipping the pen into a thimble of bright gold paint, "for my recommended flight path. And red," he added, carefully wiping the pen on the leg of the chair and dipping it into the red ink, "to shade in the places you ought to avoid because the humans there are fighting one another. Yellow means I've heard strange stories about those parts, and misfortune clings to them like a snail trail, if you take my meaning. Yes, and gray means this
will be a good place to rest.